Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
I'm Zach Robinson, Oklahoma State. We're here at the Senior Bowl. Zach, what's it like walking through the big room here? I mean, everywhere you look, it's just NFL scouts, GMs, coaches, face everywhere. I mean, and they're pecking you at every corner. I mean, what's it like just getting nailed every second?
It's a lot of fun. Obviously the biggest, they say the biggest job interview you ever have, and I'm just trying to have fun with it, meet as many people as I can, and whoever the schedule gets crazy sometimes and you feel bad if you have to reschedule somebody, that's just kind of the way it is down here. And so I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's been great meeting all these people and playing some football.
Have you ever witnessed anything like this? I mean, you've been on the big stage, you played in big games, I mean, with media and all this stuff, but I mean, you got here yesterday, I assume. Since yesterday, it's just been 24/7.
Yeah, this makes all that stuff look really tame, I guess. So it's wild to see how many people are here and the guys that you see on TV, and then the players that you play against and stuff like that. I mean, it's a lot of fun to just be a part of and a great opportunity.
And in terms of teams, you talk with everybody, you think?
I can't even remember. I honestly don't even know. There's been so many of them, I couldn't tell you which ones I missed or which ones I've talked to. I've talked to a bunch, but I'm just having fun with it and just trying to take it all in.
And now, when you talk to teams, I mean, obviously you want to get drafted, you want to make it to the next level, but I mean, do you stay pretty current with what's going on in the NFL? I mean, obviously, if there's a team with a need and you're talking with that team, is that kind of in the back of your mind? Like, if the Colts talk to you, I mean, who's in Indianapolis, so you've got a little bit of a weight.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a different situation for everybody, and it's very hard to start in this league as a rookie, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to compete, whether that's for a backup job or whatever. And so, you do kind of look at what team, who has what at your position, and just kind of go from there, I guess.
I mean, you haven't played since the Cotton Bowl. What was it like putting the pads on today?
It was awesome. It was great. I'm starting to feel more and more healthy in my shoulder, and so it felt really good to just get back out there. Obviously a little awkward kind of at first with all the new guys and new system and stuff, but I think we'll just continue to get more and more comfortable as the week goes on.
And playing in this College All-Stars game, basically, was there anybody that you were looking forward to playing with?
We played Dexter McCluster in the Cotton Bowl, and every time he touched the ball, I swear he was going to take it to the house every time. And so he's got that kind of ability, and having him on your team, a breakaway guy that can run, catch, do everything, and I think that's he's a great player for our team.
Did you scorch him or tease him or anything about the Cotton Bowl?
I didn't have anything to tease about. If we would have won, maybe I would have, but
I didn't know. Maybe like thanks for running.
Yeah. Oh no. I did tell him. I thought he was going to score every time he touched the ball. He started laughing, but he's a great guy and a great player.
And in terms of yourself, where are you training in preparation for like pro days, combine, and everything?
I'm out in California. I signed with Dave Dunn, Athletes First, a great agency, and so. I'm fired up about it, having a lot of fun out in Irvine, California, just training and getting ready for this and the combine.
And I mean, you got to get asked this 1,000 times. I'd like to switch it up a little bit for you, but I mean, when you're laying there in bed, you're thinking about your game and what you do best. I mean, what are you most proud of? I mean, what do you kind of like pat yourself on the back and say, man, I do that pretty darn good?
Oh man, I don't know. I feel confident in my arm, and then I guess my mobility, be able to make a play when something's not there. I think that's I've done that a lot throughout my career in college, and I know it's a lot different at this level, but hopefully I'll continue to just grow it, learning these pro style systems.
And looking back at school, I mean, did it go quick for you?
It really did. you sit there as a freshman and you hear the seniors talk about how fast it goes, and you kind of just blow it off. You don't think about it, and then boom, it's your senior year, and you're doing everything for the last time, and it's weird. You feel like I feel like I should still be there and training with the guys and being in school, and now you're here, and so it's definitely a transition, but it's definitely a lot of fun. I've had a great time so far.
And how about coaches or players? Was there anybody at Oklahoma State that was kind of like a mentor, or something that you really are really gonna miss?
I'll miss all my teammates for sure, and coaches, and just because being there for 5 years, everybody, equipment guys really well, the trainers really well, your teammates or the guys that are around, your coaches, you're around them every day, and I'll miss everybody, and hopefully I'll be able to go back. I'll be back up for pro day and stuff like that, but hopefully I'll be able to make it to some games next year.
And I ask everybody this as well. I mean, if we put Zach Robinson under an NFL uniform, under NFL helmet, I mean, if you went out there and played, who's your game going to kind of remind us of the most?
I'm really not sure. I don't like to try to compare myself to guys that are already there in the NFL, and I'm not there, and obviously working to anything I can to get there. But right now I don't want to try to compare to anybody. I'll just
anyone you like. Anyone that you like?
I love to watch Aaron Rodgers play. He's my favorite quarterback to watch. He's got a great arm, throws a great ball, and kind of moves around. Uses his legs when he needs to. So I really enjoy watching him play.
And before I let you go, we always kind of close things down with some fun questions. If you're on America's Got Talent, what talent could you showcase America besides your quarterback skills?
My singing skills.
Pretty good singer?
Well, I think I'm good. I only when the radio's up pretty loud and I'm by myself.
What would you be singing?
I can sing everything. I could sing anything except for like Taylor Swift.
So you know you're singing Taylor Swift. No, you're just trying to cover it up. If you could take any celebrity female to dinner, what celebrity female would you like to take to dinner? Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, I know.
You can sing together.
Yeah. I'd probably say Marissa Miller.
Last question before I let you go. Your time in college is over. If you could go back and beat one school, one more time, which school would you like to go back and beat?
That's a good question. Maybe USC. I think it would be cool to play for Pete Carroll. I think he's an awesome guy. USC is such a great tradition. Being in California, since I've been out in California the past few weeks, I love it out there. So I think it might be kind of cool to play for you.
Hey, man, best luck moving forward.